Hey there. So I'm walking down the street and I see this mural. It's a pretty cool mural. Check this out. And what does it say? It says, make your mark on the world and don't be afraid to color outside the lines. And it's got this kind of cool typewriter there. And it really got me thinking, is that true? Is that true for entrepreneurs that they should do that? Because, you know, it's a nice thought to have, oh, you've got to color outside the lines. But is that true if you own a business? And I would say at one level it is and one level it isn't. And I think that once you set up a business, you should not do that. You should not color outside those lines, because your number one mission is to find out what works in your sector. So it's to find the best people in your industry, to find the ones who are doing it really well, and then do what they do. You will make more money, you will build your business faster if you copy the best people in the industry. And it amazes me that so many entrepreneurs, they open a business and they don't know who the best people are. They don't do research, they don't copy the best. But staying in the lines is actually the best tactic at first, until you start making money and you're at least in the top 10% of the people in your industry. You're really good at what you do. And then you can go outside the lines. Then you start taking risks. Once you know the rules, then you start bending them. Once you know what best practices are in your industry, then you can go out and make them happen. So that's what I say about this. It's a romantic notion to color outside the lines, but I think for entrepreneurs, it's actually better to color in the lines and then take the risks and go outside. So what do you think? Do you agree? I'd love to hear your comments below. We've got a lot of entrepreneurs who see this. Agree, disagree, thoughts? Love to hear from you. Leave your comments below.